Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's day 454 of our three-year journey through God's Word. We're here on March 30th, 2023, the original date this is released, and we're looking at Psalm 68. So we're kind of going back and forth between 1 Kings and Acts, but every once in a while we sprinkle in a psalm or a group of psalms, chapter from Proverbs. So today it's Psalm 68. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help as we look to this psalm of David. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for loving us so perfectly and richly. Thank you for giving us life in your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for delivering us from all of our enemies and giving us victory in Jesus. We pray that you would speak to us through your word today and write it in our hearts and help us to believe and to treasure and to draw close to Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. Psalm 68 is written to the choir master. It is a psalm of David. It is a song. God shall arise, his enemies shall be scattered, and those who hate him shall flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away, as wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. But the righteous shall be glad. They shall exult before God. They shall be jubilant with joy. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides through the deserts. His name is the Lord. Exult before him. Father of the fatherless and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God settles the solitary in a home. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious dwell in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, Selah, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you shed abroad. You restored your inheritance as it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. The Lord gives the word. The women who announce the news are a great host. The kings of the armies, they flee, they flee. The women at home divide the spoil. Though you men lie among the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinions with shimmering gold, when the Almighty scatters kings there, let snow fall on Zalmon. O mountain of God, mountain of Bashan, O many-peaked mountain, mountain of Bashan, why do you look with hatred, O many-peaked mountain, at the mount that God desired for his abode? Yes, where the Lord will dwell forever. The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary. You ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train and receiving gifts among men, even among the rebellious, that the Lord God may dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears us up. God is our salvation, Selah. Our God is a God of salvation, and to God, the Lord, belong deliverances from death. God will strike the heads of his enemies, the hairy crown of him who walks in his guilty ways. The Lord said, I will bring them back from Bashan. I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that you may strike your feet in their blood, that the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from the foe. Your procession is seen, O God. The procession of my God, my King, into the sanctuary, the singers in front, the musicians last, between them, virgins playing tambourines. Bless God and the great congregation, the Lord, O you who are of Israel's fountain. There is Benjamin, the least of them, in the lead. The princes of Judah in their throng, the princes of Zebulun, the princes of Naphtali. Summon your power, O God, the power, O God, by which you have worked for us. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings shall bear gifts to you. rebuke the beasts that dwell among the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples. Trample underfoot those who lust after tribute. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Nobles shall come from Egypt. Cush shall hasten to stretch out her hands to God. O kingdoms of the earth, sing to God, sing praises to the Lord, Selah, to him who rides in the heavens, the ancient heavens. Behold, he sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel and whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. That is Psalm 68. It is a victory song. It's a victory song. And if we want to know exactly what this means, one of the great principles of Scripture is to always allow Scripture to interpret Scripture. And so when we see here in Psalm 68, verse 18, you ascended on high, leading a host of captives in your train and receiving gifts among men. So this is obviously a reference to ascension, but we pick up with this in Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions of the earth? The one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. So Ephesians 4 picks up this quote from Psalm 68, where it talks about the ascent. Although the language is a little bit different, it may be confusing, because Psalm 68 says receiving gifts among men, and Ephesians 4 says giving his gifts to men. Now, Ephesians 4 is quoting the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of Psalm 68, but both are true. When Jesus ascended on high, following his victory over sin and death, he ascended on high and was seated at the right hand of God the Father. He was given a rich inheritance, the nations, the kingdoms of the earth, the world was given to him, the keys of death and Hades. And from that abundance, he gives to the church spiritual gifts, and in particular, gifted men who serve the church and bless the church. And so Christ receives gifts in his victorious ascension, and he gives gifts to his church from his glorious enthronement. So this is a victory psalm that is ultimately fulfilled in the ascension and session of Jesus Christ at the right hand of God the Father, and then from there, his coming again to judge the living and the dead. And so this is all about the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. So this language about Zion and about Benjamin and Judah and Zebulun, Naphtali, all that Israel language, Christ is the true Israel. He is the promised seed of Abraham, the promised seed of David. He is the true vine. He is the cornerstone of the new and living temple. He is the true Israel. And so we are in Christ, and in Christ we are the offspring of Abraham. We are under the kingship of the long-awaited king promised in David's line. We are living stones being built up into a temple, which Ephesians already addressed in Ephesians chapter 2, and Peter addresses in 1 Peter 2. So we are the new Israel. We are the Israel of God, as the end of Galatians refers to the church as the Israel of God. And so this is about us. It's about our victory in Christ. And it should give us joyful confidence. Now, not a joyful confidence that would make us aggressive or arrogant or greedy, but that would cause us to rejoice. We're told several things throughout this psalm. First of all, we're told the women at home divide the spoil, though you men lie among the sheepfolds, the wings of a dove covered with silver, its pinion with gold, when the Almighty scatters kings there, let snow fall in Zalmon. There's this idea of the women who announces the news are a great host. Remember, it was women who first saw the empty tomb, who first announced the good news of the resurrection of Jesus, and they were the first ones to receive the blessing of seeing the risen Christ, in the case of Mary Magdalene, or seeing the angel who told them the good news that Christ had risen, which was true of the rest of that company. And so women are given a place of particular privilege in the economy of God, in this victory that Jesus has won. But in this victory, it is not appropriate for people to try to enrich themselves, right? To try to take for themselves those who lust after tribute, we see in verse 30. And also scatter the peoples who delight in war. Christ has already won the victory. And he is the heir of all things, who has received everything as his rightful and due inheritance, as the one who has won the victory. And he gives to whomever he is pleased to give. So I think what we can read into this, without, I don't think, reading into it too much, is that we should not be lusting after tribute. We should not be trying to hoard or crave or covet the treasure for ourselves. The treasure is Christ that we're given, and a place in his kingdom, and the gifts that he allots to us. We should be thankful and humble, and we shouldn't delight in physical war, going out for bloodshed. We should delight in the victory of Jesus and proclaim his victory to whom? To the kingdoms of the earth. We go out into the world and we say, hey, world, hey, nations, hey, peoples of the earth, listen, Jesus, the King, has come from heaven. He has conquered sin and death. He is alive forevermore. He has ascended on high. He is sitting at the right hand of God the Father. He is coming again. You can come and worship him. You can come and join in the sanctuary of praise. You can be a part of the people of God if you will come and praise this one who has won the victory. The day will come when Jesus will come again and make a final end of all of his enemies and give the final rest to his people from a world that is definitely full of evil and very troubling. But for now, it is our place to be glad, to exult before God, to be jubilant with joy, to sing praises to his name, and to proclaim his name to the nations. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the victory that we have in you. Who are we that you would rescue us from sin and death, and you would give us a place in your kingdom forever? We are blessed by you. We are loved by you. We are cherished and drawn in. We are made a part of your kingdom forever. And we pray that you would be with us, you would watch over us and keep us, and that you would be our God and our guide, our Savior, our Lord, our praise, our joy, and our delight. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, tomorrow, let me just check the Bible reading plan. Some of you may notice I usually have my phone handy. And some of that's because I'm trying to check to make sure I know for sure what's coming next on the Bible reading plan. So I can tell you what's coming up tomorrow, and that is 1 Kings chapter 5. So we are going back to 1 Kings. Sometimes after Psalms, we go to Proverbs. I just want to double check. You know, the old memory ain't what it used to be. So tomorrow we'll be in 1 Kings chapter 5. Have a blessed day in the Lord.